This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. On the August 30th edition of the show, blogger Lowell Feld was Coy's guest. The show starts off with a conversation about S.R. Siddharth, the UVA student called a macaca by Senator George Allen during a campaign stop in Southwest Virginia last month.
A young guy who's actually I've gotten to know to some extent because he was a volunteer, an intern actually for the Webb campaign, and a very smart guy. I think he got 1550 on his SATs. Grew up in Fairfax County and went to one of the best high schools in the country. And you know, George Allen decided to single this guy out. He was just doing his job, minding his own business, and George Allen decided that he would, do that and humiliate this guy in that way in front of a, 30 or 40, I guess, all white audience, and then to call him a racial epithet, which, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious that George Allen must have known what that macaca meant, since it's widely used apparently in French-speaking countries, where his mother's from Tunisia, French. Tunisian woman. So basically he got hit by a hurricane of his own making. And then they tried to explain their way out of it. First they tried to say that he really meant to say Mohawk, because supposedly Siddharth, the kid, the 20-year-old, guy supposedly had a Mohawk, which he didn't. And then, it was Kaka, and then, just every story you can imagine. And, finally he sort of apologized. But not really. Then he finally called Siddharth and apologized. But now he's sort of backtracking. He says it sort of was a joke. The whole thing was just a joke.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's amazing.
Do you think it hurt him nationally in his hopes for, and we'll talk about the Senate in just a minute, but do you think it hurt him nationally in 08 for any presidential aspirations?
Oh, yeah. I think it may have killed him for 08. I mean, the question is, well, first of all, we got 06. And I think right now, I mean, the polls have basically closed to a dead heat. We've got the latest poll actually having Jim Webb up by 1.3 points. I mean, in the Zogby Wall Street Journal poll. And remember, Allen was up by as much as 19 points, I believe it was, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, very quickly, he's gone from a seemingly commanding lead with, a huge lead in money as well, to in the polls right now, the last three polls had Allen up 5, Allen up 3, and now Webb up by 1. So, and Webb's raising money. He just said yesterday that we've raised $2 million since the primary. So, it's coming in. We've got some great fundraisers coming up in September. So, things are really looking up, regardless of macaca. Things are looking up for Jim Webb anyway. He's out there traveling around the state, campaigning hard, talking about his vision, his positive vision for America. And that's the thing. I mean, that's the most important thing.
Well, let's get to that, Lowell. Lowell Feld, our guest of RaisingCane.com. In the last half hour, Sean Kennedy was very clear when he said, he apologized. Let's move on. We need to talk about the issues. And he laid out what he thought were the issues. What do you think are the issues that these two candidates should be talking about and that we're not hearing enough about?
Well, I mean, whether or not we're hearing enough about them, the issues that Jim Webb is talking about and that he should be talking about, and he is, are Iraq, of course. That's very much on people's minds. It's certainly on Jim Webb's mind. He's got his son is going over to Iraq. He's a Marine, and he'll be heading over to Iraq any day now, pretty much. He'll be heading, I believe, to Ramadi, which is not the safest place in the world, to put it mildly. I think, the issues of economic fairness, Jim Webb's been talking about that. And he will be giving a major economic speech next week. He just gave a major speech the other day on 1 year after Katrina, which was a fiasco, complete, utter lack of planning, foresight, leadership, judgment, you name it. So Jim Webb's talking about rebuilding the country's infrastructure and in having a government that's accountable and shows leadership and foresight and planning, which we have totally lacked the last 6 years. And, in fact, Webb tied in Katrina and Iraq and said they're basically both symptoms of the same problem. There are other issues as well. I mean, health care and education and environment and other issues and energy, which Webb has talked about a fair amount, too. But, the probably the top is, Iraq and the lack of leadership in the country. And I mean, Jim Webb talks about bringing when he comes into the Senate, bringing a new fresh set of eyes onto the problems and looking at things, you know, with an independent mind and, you know, a strong spirit, I think, and heart to be willing to fight and to demand answers, you know, not to just take what the Bush administration says for as gospel or for granted or whatever. So that's what I think, you know. We'll see. There are going to be three debates, at least those are scheduled right now, and it'll be very interesting to see what comes up in those debates. I mean, two in September and one in October.
RaisingCain.com is the website. Lowell Feld, one of the most well-read political bloggers in the Commonwealth. Lowell, last half hour, of course, we were talking with Sean Kenny, and we were talking about the fact that Allen, throughout his political career, has usually run against Washington. And Sean rejected the argument that that Allen was... In his first term in Washington had aligned himself closely with the Bush administration, and he said that he's still running effectively as an outsider.
Sorry, well, I could roll around on the floor laughing for a few minutes here. I mean, George Allen has voted 97% of the time with George W. Bush. I mean, I don't know what Sean was referring to exactly with his comments, but if that's not aligned with the Bush administration, I don't know what could possibly be. I think he differs with George Bush on maybe one significant issue, immigration. I think George Allen opposes guest worker programs and Bush favors them, but besides that, I mean, they're pretty much in lockstep. You know, the other thing, what has George Allen done the last 6 years in terms of being a leader in the Senate? It's hard to point to a piece of legislation that George Allen has his name on, you know, that people would just know, oh, yeah, the Allen whatever bill. I mean, I can't think of it. I mean, and I don't think most people could. So, but basically, he's been there rubber stamping George W. Bush for 6 years.
Let me ask you, Lowell, if you were your campaign director, campaign manager for the Webb campaign, and, you know, a little political game that junkies like us like to play.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you tell your candidate to do? What if in an ideal world and he does what you say, what do you have him do between now and the election?
Well, I have him, like I said, I keep talking about his positive vision for America. I think, you know, people are tired of negativity, and that's pretty much what we get from George Allen. And I think we're going to get a lot of it. He's got between $6 and $10 million, and I'm sure we're going to be getting a lot of advertisements after Labor Day that are attack Jim Webb. I think Jim Webb's got to fight back, but he's got to talk about his vision, and he has been laying that out, and he's doing that in a series of policy speeches and going around the state and listening and talking to people. I would continue to get out there. I think when people get to know Jim Webb, they like him. The more they get to know him, the more they like him. The more they get to know George Allen, I think they find out, they're surprised that they didn't really know George Allen, actually. They thought they knew this guy, but they didn't really. When you start really telling people what George Allen has done or not done in Washington, D.C. the last 6 years, they're surprised.
Lowell Feld is our guest. The website is RaisingCain.com. Lowell, on the same note, what we were talking about before, what would you do if you were Webb's campaign manager? What do you do if you are Allen's campaign manager? I know you wouldn't like to see him go back to Washington, but what do you do just from, you know, a game standpoint? What does Allen need to do to pull this off? Because clearly, statistically right now, it's a dead heat.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if I were Allen's campaign manager, I'd be worried because, you know, George Allen has 97% name or higher name recognition at this point. And people know who he is, and he's been governor of Virginia and senator now for almost six years, it's very difficult at this point to try to change people's perceptions of him. I would think that I would try to point to whatever accomplishments he's had in the Senate and to try to talk about his vision for America for the future. But, you know, like I said, I don't think he has many positive accomplishments in the Senate. The other option is, and I'm sure they're going to do this, is to try to drive up the negatives against Jim Webb, but that's going to be difficult too, given that Jim Webb is a war hero. He's, you know, he was Navy Secretary under Ronald Reagan, who is George Allen's political hero, and, you know, I mean, he doesn't. There's really not much there, if anything, to attack. I mean, so they're going to have a hard time. Basically, spend their money. I'd get a field plan going if I were them, and spend their $10 million. They're going to have a money advantage. and try to use that to get the word out about George Allen and as much as possible. But I don't know, honestly, what you can say at this point.
Has Webb been successful in getting some of that national money? I know President Clinton was going to help or did help.
The planned fundraisers, Bill Clinton, that's tentatively scheduled. There are several others that are coming up. John Grisham and Stephen King, actually, in Charlottesville on September 24th. That's one you might want to go to, Coy. Sounds like it'll be very interesting. I think John Grisham and maybe Stephen King are going to be reading a little from their books too at that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it'll be pretty neat. Mark Warner will be doing a fundraiser September 21st, and now the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Chuck Schumer, the head of the DSCC, has said that he sees Virginia as very, very winnable for the Senate race here, and they're going to put in whatever money. He didn't say these exact words, but basically as much money as it takes to make this allow Jim Webb to be competitive with George Allen. So there's a lot of good stuff coming up. I think the poll results have definitely opened people's eyes here and made them very optimistic about winning the seat.
Well, let me ask you this, because I have some Democrat friends here in Charlottesville, and the question I hear most of them asking is, where is Jim Webb? Where, you know, we haven't seen him. Where are the bumper stickers? Where is the guy?
Yeah.
And some folks are, that I hear rumors that, well, he doesn't really like the campaign. He would like to win, but he's not like Allen. Allen enjoys campaigning. And Webb, and you know better than I, working on the campaign, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard that he's not really a fan of the things that it takes that you need to do to get into office.
Well, I mean, there's some truth to that. I would say that Jim Webb, spent his life as a journalist and an author, and he's not a natural lifelong politician like George Allen. George Allen has spent basically, you go back 20 years, I mean, and pretty much he's been a politician, and he loves it. He loves being a politician. Jim Webb is, I think he's getting better and better and better. I've been watching him since February, and I think he's doing great. He's getting around the state. This weekend, for example, let's take Labor Day weekend. He's starting off in Fairfax with a Labor Day kickoff. Then he's going to be heading down to Acres of Democrats down in Southwest Virginia. Then he's going to be ending off in Newport News and in between going to a bunch of other places and Bobby Scott's 30th annual Labor Day picnic. So, then on the 5th of September, he'll be in Newport News again for a major economic speech. We just opened campaign headquarters in Richmond and Virginia Beach. There'll be a campaign headquarters opening, I believe, either later this week or maybe next week in Charlottesville. He's running around. The funny thing about it is that, people say that where's Jim Webb? Where isn't Jim Webb? He's everywhere. He's running around the state. Almost like a chicken with his head cut off, although it's organized. But, because he started this in March. George Allen's been planning to run for re-election to the Senate for 6 years.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Jim Webb had to start from scratch, build a whole campaign staff, raise money, do everything, that you normally do in like a year or a year and a half. He had to do that and first run a primary in like 100 days and then start all over again, broke after the primary and start all over again.
Well, it's very early, and statistically it's a dead heat, but your prediction for this Senate race, as well your prediction for the Marshall Newman / marriage amendment.
Well, unfortunately, I start with the marriage amendment, so-called marriage amendment, or no marriage amendment. I think that looks like it's likely to pass, unfortunately, but Jim Webb opposes that amendment, so does Tim Kaine, and I believe Mark Warner as well, and a lot of Democrats in the state. But anyway, on the Senate race, I think that as long as Jim Webb has the money to get his message out and as long as people compare the two side to side, I think Jim Webb's going to win by a few points. I mean, I don't know exactly, 50, 48, something. I'll take one vote. I don't care. But, I think he's going to pull it out. I mean, I felt this way since December 2005, when I started the Draft James Webb movement, I really felt that he could win in Virginia and beat George Allen. So I still feel that way very strongly.
Lowell Feld, one of the most well-read political bloggers in the Commonwealth of Virginia. The website is RaisingCane.com. Lowell, I appreciate it. And we didn't have enough time today, but I wanted to talk to you about net neutrality. Maybe another interview real soon.
Okay, great.
Great. Thank you so much. Lowell Feld, this interview will be archived in its entirety at SeavillePodcast.com. RaisingCane.com. You folks have a great night. Take care.